Leveraging exposure for authority and sales. Now we're going over some different methods to actually leverage the exposure that you're getting through the other exposure hacks in this training. First, we're going to go over trust triggers, the right ways to use them, the wrong ways to use them. Then we'll hit on the art of the humble brag, which is a very effective way of sharing these pickups with your following, either via social media or email messaging. And third, we're going over the three-step social share. And this is a process I use to share most of my pickups on social media. I mean, most of the news or the better news stories that I'm featured in or that I put out there, I'll share this three-step process. It's a good way of getting out there three different ways. First, we'll go over trust triggers. And this was a concept I first heard from Derek Halpern. And he said, a trust trigger is a visual element that instantly and subconsciously builds a feeling of trust within a person. These are important things to have on your websites, social media marketing materials, to build that very fast trust with a visitor. As you know, most people only hit a website, they bounce off very quickly. You need to have something to connect with them very quickly. Now, an example of this is on our website, Authority Alchemy. You can see our trust triggers right there. These are really just logos, some of the places that we've been picked up, where it shows that we are experts in what we do, that we actually know what we're talking about. We're not just run-of-the-mill people. We've done things to show how we can stand out amongst everybody else. Now we're gonna go over some details about these. And using trust triggers, they can be powerful when done right, but can really hurt you when you do them the wrong way. Unfortunately, we see more people doing these the wrong way than doing them the correct way. And it should be a subtle essence of your marketing, not a focal point. We get asked often about the legality of using these logos because they are branded, copyrighted images of other companies that we don't control. So we get asked that question a lot. And the answer is, it depends. There are certainly some things you can do that would make these other companies very unhappy if you use their logos in the wrong way. If you're using them in the correct way, you're really not going to probably have any problems. Now, I am not an attorney, and certainly I would suggest you go out and get legal advice from an attorney if you have other questions about it. As I said, I am not an expert on legal and giving any type of legal advice, but I can tell you what we've learned from doing this many, many times. One of the things you want to do is always keep proof. You want to make sure of any place that you say you've been seen in, you want to keep proof. And one of the things that happens sometimes is that places, when you do get picked up, they can take it down at some point, right? So we cannot control how long any of these other media outlets are going to keep your content or our content up, and they can go and wipe everything out overnight if they want to. So once it goes up and is published, always take a screenshot of something. Always get a screenshot of it and save that, just so if somebody comes back and asks, hey, were you really on USA Today? I want to see proof. Pop up and show them proof. And to tell you, I have never had this happen. I've done this many times. We've done this for hundreds, probably even close to thousands of people. I've never been questioned on it once, except I think from some troll type person we just ignored. But it's always good just to keep proof just in case you do need it. One of the big keys is never ever imply an endorsement. That's what you always want to say, something like as seen on, as quoted on, something like that. But in no way say, ABC News said I was the greatest marketer in the world or something like that. You want to make sure there's no type of implied endorsement. Keep it very clean, neat, and it really, we've done it. I've tried things both ways where we've implied endorsement and we've gotten back where we've not implied. It does not affect anything. You're just much better off not even implying an endorsement because you risk getting into trouble for very little, if no extra gain from saying it. So better off just not to do it. If you don't confuse customers, then you are probably not infringing on the trademark. And these are trademark terms, so the thing you want to watch out for is not confusing customers. So if you were, say, to appear like on this USA Today, for that USA Today hack, you wouldn't want to put a picture of yourself with the USA Today logo underneath it and just that. Because at that point, it could confuse customers. They could think, well, maybe this guy works for USA Today or he's a reporter for USA Today. Or if it was the CNN one, he's a reporter for CNN. You want to make sure you're not confusing them in any way. So bring over some ways that are the best practices to follow to make sure you're not confusing customers. The right way. Use on your social media cover images, but keep them smaller and more subtle than your own logo. So if you're going to use these as seen on logos and use the trust triggers, put your own logo on it too and make it nice and big and bold where it's really clear that that is your company and these other ones are just media appearances. On your site, I would suggest making them slightly opaque or grayscale, and again, smaller than your own logo. So just make them less noticeable than your own logo. You also can include as text in your bios, about me pages, and introductions are great ways to do that. I always have a few of those set up whenever I'm being introduced on a podcast or I'm being introduced at a speaking engagement. I've got some I throw in there as well. And lastly, make sure you look the part too. If you're going to have these media logos on by your picture on your site, you want to make sure you look like a media level expert. You can't have a really bad headshot that's either faded out or is blurry or cropped wrong, or you're wearing some goofy clothes that don't look professional. It won't work. You have to look the part. You need to look like a media professional. Now, anybody can look like a media professional. It doesn't matter if you're young, old, skinny, fat, handsome, not attractive. It doesn't matter. Everybody can look like a media level expert. You've got to be groomed nicely, a professional appearance, and high quality photo. And a clean background. Those things, you're going to look sharp. You're going to be fine with it. Spend the money, take the extra time to have good photos. I can't stress how important that is with authority positioning. Now, go over some examples. You can see this is Damon John from Shark Tank. He uses trust triggers also, right there. And you can see what has he done here that we suggested before. He has these opaque, they're kind of faded out, certainly smaller than his logo at the top with his name, and they're not overpowering. So he's done a good job here. The only thing I would have him do differently if I were you guys would have the as seen on stuff, but he's done a good job here. Another good job here is Marie Folio. You can see right here she's done the same thing. Her B-School program has been seen in Forbes, Entrepreneur, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, OWN, and Inc. 500. Those are small logos, grayscale in a separate section, lower down the page, and smaller than her logo. Very good way to do this. As my buddy Lewis House. Same thing, down the page, Lewis has been featured in and has the logos. They're grayed out, smaller, down the page a bit. These are perfect ways to do that. And you can see us also again, right here, grayscale. Small, down the page a little bit, not overpowering, and not the first thing you see, but definitely one of the things that you see within the first few seconds of being on the page to build that trust. But it's in no way would anybody be confused saying that we were part of these news outlets or part of these media companies. Now, when you do things correctly and you stack these cool things up, you're kind of like the Bob Dylan. You have the guitar, you've got the harmonica, you're singing, you do all these kind of cool things at once. By just using a few of these logos, like we did these methods, and keeping them kind of subtle and not taking away from the overall artistry and magic of who you really are, it works. But on the other hand, you can do something like this. When you use too many logos, you're not Bob Dylan, you're like a one-man band, just some guy banging away, doing as many things as possible, trying to stand out, but really doing a poor job of it. Now, I'm going to go some ways that make you the one-man band instead of the Bob Dylan. Go the wrong way. Using media logos on your social media profile picture. If you're doing this now, I beg of you to please stop. It has become a running joke online, and it just does not work. It does not help you gain customers. It doesn't help you look like a media professional. It looks like you're trying to pump yourself up a little bit. Just, I would stop those. They just do not work. Or if there are too many logos, or if they're too big and overpower your website and marketing materials. Now, I see people that do this sometimes where they will put every affiliate station that picks up one of like a news release or a story about them and runs it, and they'll just have literally dozens, if not hundreds, of those Trust Trigger logos on their site. It just becomes too many, right? You want to pick your best ones. You want to pick ones that are even better, that are different than what other people are using. If you see everybody using ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and you happen to have gotten picked up by a newspaper somewhere or a different site, use that one. You can see on mine, the ones we used in the dead center are the more unusual ones, being on Howard Stern and Perez Hilton. We had a few other cooler ones like that that we focused on. The USA Today is certainly a cool one. CNN, BuzzFeed, these are all great ones you can put in there. But just don't put tons of them in, and definitely don't overpower your website with it. You want to be clean with these. The art of the humble brag. Now you see, this is a post I put on Facebook from the USA Today post that I did. I showed you in that earlier training. And basically what I did, I just took a screenshot of it. I didn't link to it, just a screenshot. Put that in there, made it clear with the picture I was showing them, and posted about it. Now, what's interesting about this one is how I'm doing the humble portion of it. You can see right here, I recognize a little face on USA Today, and thanks everyone for being so supportive of me and my work with the Down Syndrome community. So what I did here, I didn't say, hey, look how awesome it is that my picture got posted on USA Today, or I was on USA Today, or my son was on USA Today. I immediately put it back to thanking everybody else that's following me, where I give the readers that are seeing this the credit for my appearance on there. Now, this is extremely powerful if you do it the right way and you don't do it all the time. If you do this every single time you post something, you're going to look like a goon. Like I see so many people that just put grateful after absolutely every post they make on Facebook. And that just rings untrue after a while. So you just have to stagger these type of things. So every now and then you put one of these stories out every couple of weeks, do a humble brag that posts up there. And you can even see down the second line, where I said, man, USA Today made sure to cover my ugly mug up. And that's just, again, just I do that a lot of that self-deprecation stuff in these also, just to make it a little humorous and take any of the thought that I'm trying to puff myself up a little by being here. So you always throw a little something like that if it fits your personality. It works well with mine. But so that's really it. The humble brag is really that simple. It is just putting your successes out there, but then taking some of the credit away from yourself and putting it off to other people. Now, it doesn't have to be all your readers. You can give it to your kids, give it to your wife, give it to your business partner, your subscribers, your customers, something like that, where you're just taking it away from yourself and putting it off on somebody else that you're really appreciating for their help. And you can also do the same thing in email. So that's in social media. Do the same thing in email. Put these successes and humble brags into your email and send it to your list. Now, what happens when you do this, you are creating a very, very powerful pattern interrupt, because people are not used to seeing or even getting emails like this from anybody. You've probably not seen one like this where I'm not talking about, hey, go check out this product, or here's this, or here's this, or here's this. All I'm saying is, hey, here I am. I'm in this case, it was Entrepreneur Magazine. Even though that's not part of this training, I'm using this as an example. If you could do the same thing with your CNN article. Hey, here I am in CNN. This is so cool. Nobody's doing stuff like that. And that's going to put a little trigger in your readers' heads that, wow, this guy really knows what he's doing. I'm going to start paying attention to what he says. And when you go to sell something next time, they'll be much more likely to buy something from you. Now, you can even tie these things up easily into a sales type email, where you could put something just like this in there. And then at the end, put, hey, if you want to see this in action, go here. And then it can actually go to a sales page where you're selling something similar to it, right? So there's a lot of ways you can use these things. and which one you can add the better ones into your autoresponder sequence for new subscribers. And what I like best is putting that very best one in the first 3 to 5 days of someone joining your list. So when someone joins your list, let's say you wrote a really cool one for like for BuzzFeed. You don't want a BuzzFeed where you had yourself in there as a top entrepreneur about to blow it up this year, and you're the one profiled in there. You could do that. You could put that one in. After a few days of people being on your list, say, "Hey, here I am. I was actually in an article on BuzzFeed where they're rated the 7 entrepreneurs about to blow it up this year, and I was lucky enough to be included. This is so cool. Go check it out." And that's it. All that does is position you as that expert, as that authority, without you having to say it yourself. Now, if you're putting yourself in some of these articles, I'd recommend you have somebody else write it for you. It's not your name there talking about how great you are, especially for that BuzzFeed one specifically. But it'll work extraordinarily well when you do that, because people are not used to seeing that at all. And if you may need to edit the copy to make the email evergreen, like the past example, the one I showed you was just a blast out to list to go check out this article I just wrote, you'd want to say it a little differently. You would not want to say, "I just wrote it." Or you want to be just something, you know, less specific about it, but put it out there just to make it evergreen, where people months down the road, a year down the road, get that one, and it still makes sense what's the copy in the email. The 3-step social share. 3-step social care comes in 3 phases. 1, image, 2, link, 3, text. I'm going to show you what each one looks like. And this is particularly for sharing on Facebook. So right here, the first thing I do is I just get an image of when I got a story picked up. So I just go, I use Jing, you can use Snagit or whatever else. There's a lot of other ones out there. And I just take a screenshot of the webpage I got picked up on. Not the whole thing, generally just show the image, the headline, and maybe some of the first paragraph, and post that. And just post a quick little update like this one here. Seen and ran my opinion on Super Bowl ads. Wow. That's it. And the reason I do this first, and this one out of all 3, this is most likely the one that's going to get the most likes and interaction with you. And that's just because, like with the trust triggers, people respond to images. When people are scrolling quickly down their feed on Facebook, images stand out to them. So this is a good way just to capture their attention. And it works really well. Now the second one is just posting a link. So you just post your link, drop it, and you can see that down there has the ireport.cnn. Now, what to expect on this one is much less interaction because Facebook doesn't like to take people outside of Facebook. So most of these links, they show to a lot less people than they do pure images or just text like in the next one. But it's still a good one to put up and actually drive some traffic to your site. Another one, if you put your article up there, like this one was not a CNN one, but you can just copy and paste your full article into Facebook, and this will work pretty well also. And this is just another way for people that saw your image and were interested but didn't click on the link. It gives them a way just to read your content. And these tend to do pretty well for me also. These can beat out even the images sometimes. Usually images win, and this is second, and links are a far distant third. Now I think if you enjoyed this training and you want to learn more about authority marketing, how to add authority marketing offers to your business, maybe be part of an active and supportive community of entrepreneurs just like you, and if you aren't already a member, then click the button on this page for a trial membership in Authority Agency. Thank you so much for watching.